This is Ivy Hoops Online, courtside in Jadwin Gymnasium on the campus of Princeton University, where today, Carla Berube's Princeton Tigers threw a defensive tour de force at the bewildered Penn Quakers in a stunning 55-40 game. Madison St. Rose earned Player of the Game honors, turning in a performance we have been waiting to see. She led her team in scoring with 15 on 6 of 12 from the field, 3 of 6 from beyond the arc, and added 5 rebounds. Julia Cunningham with 11 and Caitlin Chen with 10 joined St. Rose in double figures. Ellie Mitchell had 8 rebounds, low total for her, but added 4 assists and 3 steals. Jordan Obi and Kayla Padilla, as expected, carried the scoring load for the Quakers with 18 and 15 respectively. Only two other Quakers scored, Maddie McGurk with 5 points in the third quarter and Michaela Stanfield with 2 in the closing second. Penn got off to a good start, making 5 of their first 6 shots, at one point leading 8-2. The Tigers fought back to tie the score at 10 at the 4:33 mark. Penn went cold at that point, missing 5 in a row, while Julia Cunningham scored the last 5 points of the quarter, including a 3 that bounced around the rim before finally dropping in. After one quarter, the Tigers led 15-10. Padilla sparked the Quakers early in the second quarter. She grabbed an offensive rebound and put it back, then nailed a long 3. But the Quakers would score only 2 more points in the last 7 minutes of the quarter, and those coming on 2 Padilla free throws. Princeton got its offense on track, however. After a 5 of 14 start from the field, Princeton made 7 of its next 15, closing the quarter on a 14-2 run. At the half, it was Tigers 31, Quakers 17. In the third quarter, the Tigers held on to the lead, 46-29, only outscoring the Quakers by 1, 13-12 in the period. At this point, only 3 players scored for the visiting Quakers. Mandy McGurk added 5 points in the third quarter to join Padilla and Jordan Obi in the scoring column. After 3 quarters, the Tigers had done a fantastic job on the boards, out-rebounding the visitors from Philadelphia, 30-19. In the fourth quarter, a minute and a half in, St. Rose canned a long 3 to give the Tigers a 49-29 lead, the largest of the game. Princeton pretty much coasted from that point on as virtually everybody on the team got into action. As noted at the outset, the Tigers won the ball game 55-40. They traveled to Dartmouth on Saturday afternoon, a long trip, and Coach Berube expects a tough game. Hope you've enjoyed this recap, and we look forward to speaking with you again, perhaps later this evening, as we travel to the Palestra to watch the Princeton men and the Quaker men do battle. Thanks very much, George Clark for Ivy Hoops Online.